In this video, we'll show you how to assess your dog's fitness. If you were starting a conditioning program for yourself, you would determine which parts of your body need the most work, and you'd target your fitness program to those locations. Likewise, when embarking on a canine fitness program, it's important to evaluate your dog's fitness and target those muscles that are most in need of strength training. There are two components to assessing your dog's fitness and strength. First, you'll evaluate the size and tone of key muscle groups in the core, the rear limbs, and the front limbs. Next, you'll give your dog a short, simple, quantitative fitness test to determine its strength in each of these areas. This quantitative test is important because it'll allow you to measure how your dog's strength is changing over time as he or she progresses through the program. Let's talk about evaluating your dog's muscle, size, and tone first. When evaluating your dog's muscle size and tone, make sure that you place your dog in a stacked position just like you did when you evaluated your dog's body condition. Here's a sculpture of a very well-muscled greyhound so that you can see which muscles you should assess. There are six muscle groups to examine. We have color-coded the muscles so that you can identify each of the groups that we talk about. It's not necessary for you to learn the names of the individual muscles. The most important thing is that you know where they are on your dog's body and what they should feel like in a really fit dog. Starting at the front of the dog, you can see in dark green the muscles of the shoulder. You should feel those three big muscle bellies separately. Ideally, they should bulge out from the body and should feel firm to the touch. The next three groups of muscles together comprise the dog's core. First, along your dog's back are the paraspinal muscles, shown in red. To evaluate the paraspinal muscles, first feel the dorsal spinous processes of the vertebrae, those bony bumps along the center of your dog's back. Your dog's paraspinal muscles should come out on both sides of those bumps and form a rounded curve along the top of your dog's back and around to the side. They shouldn't fall flat along to the side of your dog's body, but instead should be rounded. Ideally, those muscles should feel firm to the touch, not soft. The next component of the core musculature is the lateral abdominal muscles shown in purple. Those are the ones on the side of your dog's abdomen. And then there are the ventral abdominal muscles shown in orange. Those are the muscles that run along the bottom of the dog's abdomen where the human six-pack would be. Unlike the other muscles we're checking for fitness, the lateral and ventral abdominal muscles don't get larger, they just get firmer. So with your dog standing in a stacked position, they should feel firm to the touch. They generally don't feel as firm as the other muscles we're evaluating, but still, they shouldn't feel flabby. As a tip, it might help you to know that the vast majority of dogs, as with humans, are weak in the core, and it almost always helps to work on strengthening your dog's core. This is particularly true for breeding stock, as well as for active dogs, working dogs, and dogs that compete in sports. So if you're having trouble knowing whether or not your dog's core muscles are strong enough, it's probably safe to assume that they aren't. Finally, there are two groups of muscles in the rear legs that you'll want to assess. They are the quads, shown here in blue, and the hamstrings, shown in light green. These muscle bellies should feel large and rounded and very firm to the touch. The hamstrings should be larger than the quads, and you should be able to feel the bulging of separate muscle bellies in this group. Now please note, if this is the first time you're feeling these muscles, you may not be able to judge whether they're large enough or firm enough because you have nothing to compare them to. So it's a great idea to assess the fitness level of as many dogs as you can. Feel the other dogs you have at home, feel your friends' dogs, you can even feel random dogs you meet on walks. Well, with their owner's permission, of course. You'll immediately start to notice differences and can make it a goal for your own dog to have the largest, firmest muscles of all of those you've felt. But remember, you must have the dog standing correctly in a stacked position anytime you're doing that assessment.